When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Josh Widdicombe.
And I'm Rob Beckett.
Welcome to Lockdown Parenting Hell, the show in which Rob and I discuss what it's like to be a parent during lockdown, which I would say can be a little tricky. So, in an effort to make some kind of sense of the current situation...
and to make me feel better about my increasingly terrible parenting skills...
each episode we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how well they're coping.
Or hopefully not.
And we will be hearing from you, the listener, with your tales of lockdown parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, none of us know what we're doing.
Hello, and you are listening to Lockdown Parenting Hell with...
Josh Widdicombe. Say Rob Beckett.
Rug fungal.
Nothing else, just a bit of rug fungal. A dog rug fungal, and what sounded like Kerry Godleman playing a little Cockney character.
So, this is my son Albert. Great name.
Albert.
He is 3 years old, from Meerfam in Kent. Do you know that, Rob?
Meerfam, no, but it sounds like somewhere that's fairly nondescript in Kent, so that's why they've gone heavy on the estuary, South East London, East London accent.
Yeah.
How are you spelling that?
M-E-O-P-H-A-M.
Oh, Meppham.
Meppham.
Meppham. Fucking Meppham, mate. Meerfam, you fucking stiff-necked dick.
I'm sorry, I don't know the exact pronunciation of every place in Kent.
You sound like an American, like Edinburgh. In Birmingham, Alabama. Meppham, mate. Near Gravesend. You've probably driven through it on the way to the gig.
Rob,
Meppham, yeah. Population 9,500. That was in 2011. People have been fucking, probably more.
Yeah.
The parish covers 6.5 square miles.
Albert wasn't on that list, so that's,
no.
That's one.
That's one extra, isn't it? Yeah, Meppham. It's near Gravesend. I know Meppham, mate.
Nice.
No, it's all right, actually. Nice little village. Chatham's a bit lively. I wouldn't go there, but no, yeah, Meppham's nice.
So that was Albert and their Whippet Macy.
Oh, a Whippet. This is old school, isn't it? This is Meppham's like the 1970s.
He's a handful and I'm tired, she says. That's
aww.
Steph Franz. Great surname, Franz.
Steph Franz. F-R-A-N-S.
No, Zed, like Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, what a name. Steph Franz.
Great name.
Feels like a German spy that just settled in Meerpan.
And that's how they give it away, because they'd say Meerfam rather than Meppham.
Exactly. Josh, I've got a confession. I'm slightly hungover.
Oh, no, Rob.
I'm parent hungover, though. If I didn't have children, I would be absolutely fine. Yeah, but when they woke you up at 6, morning stuff, you're just a bit foggy. But don't worry.
What did you drink?
I'm still on keto, aren't I? So I've been drinking Scotch and Coke Zero like a mad divorcee.
Oh, wow. Scotch and Coke Zero. And
Chivas, mate. I've been on the old Chivas. I've been playing Warzone and drinking it on my computer. And it's quite tragic, really. I sort of, because when I'm in playing Warzone, it is sort of like what would happen if Lou left me. I'd just do that for hours.
Yeah.
And I actually now.
You'd be on the keto, because obviously you'd be going back on the, you know.
Just meat, isn't it? To feel manly again.
Yeah.
Well, I get the Coke Zero can, I drink some of it, and then I pour the Scotch directly into the can.
Oh, wow. Why is that? Save on washing up?
Can't be bothered to get a glass. I sort of quite like the tragedy of it.
Has she left you, Rob? Be honest.
Well, I don't. No, not yet. But, you know, lockdown's getting lifted. We'll see. Let's see what happens after Easter. Because I tell you what, parenting's hard in Easter, isn't it? They're always there.
Oh, mate.
They're just always in your house.
I'll be honest. I've been filming all week and the guilt is...
Yes. You didn't know that your daughter was off, you thought, the nursery run all year, but they're off for Easter.
And I've been away filming every day.
You normally only do Friday nights, don't you? Also, I need to, before we properly crack on here, Josh, I've got loads to talk about my children, but I got a little cough. I've not got COVID. I've had a test, negativio.
You got a test.
It's basically...
Was it a drive-in?
It was a little drive-in, just turned up, down around the corner, quick up the nose, in the throat, Bob's your uncle, nothing wrong.
Nice to get out of the house.
Nice to get out of the house. But I'm a bit coughy, but it's not a dry cough. It's a wet cough combined with severe hay fever, because I don't know if there's any hay fever guys out there. There's been some... The hay fever the last few weeks has been outrageous, and I found out why. Basically, when the weather goes from hot to cold, which we've had snow,
yeah,
we've
had
sunburn faces... The pollen panics, Josh.
The pollen panics.
It panics and releases because it thinks it's winter again. Get it out. It's snowing. Let's get this pollen moving. So your nose is like, fucking hell, what's going on here? Your chest gets involved. Before you know it, you've got guardian squint eye and you're sneezing and coughing everywhere and everyone thinks you're vidded up. But I ain't got it. I'm clean, people.
Do you know what I like about this podcast? You're learning as well. We're learning.
Mate, pollen panics. Who knew? I know.
Do you want some more learning? Do you want a quick bit of learning, Rob?
Yeah, learn me up, whip.
This is from Annie Frith. Wet cardboard isn't recyclable.
Oh, fuck off, Annie Frith. All right? I don't care anymore. What do you mean it's non-recyclable?
It clogs up the wet mashing machines.
The wet mashing machine. So it's going to get wet and mashed anyway?
Don't take this up with me.
Look, I'm fucking sick of this, Josh. I try my best every week to do the recycling. Some days I separate it all.
Put it between your 14 bins?
I've got 14 bins and they're going. Sometimes I swear the bin men, and I'd say bin men, bin person. I've never seen a female bin person. But it can't say bin man. Can you say bin man? Am I going to get cancelled for this?
You know what? I think you'd have got away with it if you hadn't drawn attention to it.
Okay, right. All right. When the bin people come, sometimes I don't always put it in the recycling thing.
The bin people sounds like a children's story, doesn't it?
The bin people, like, they come out of the bin. No, these are the people employed by the council.
Right. It feels like I'm going to come on this show and go, I've just watched 14 episodes of the bin people. So fucking bored of watching the bin people.
Do you know what my mob do, my council do? I have to, because the little black box they give me is so small and I can't get the cardboard in it, I have to put it in a big bin, yeah? But they won't allow the cardboard to be put in a big bin that clips onto the bin lorry. I have to put it in plastic bags. So I'm having to put cardboard in plastic bags to recycle. Fuck knows what's going on down the recycling plant, Josh. But if I can't give them wet cardboard, what can I do? I'm sick of it. It's too hard to be good.
I'm with Annie.
Oh, of course you are. I'm trying my best here, Josh. I've stopped burning tyres in my garden after listening to Greta Thunberg. She turned me off of that. I'm trying. But I've not set fire to a fridge for about 2 or 3 months now.
Well, we will come to fridges, right?
Sorry for telling Annie to fuck off. I apologise, Annie, because you've only given us nice information. You were learning me. But I apologise for that, but I'm just sick of it, Josh. I'm trying.
You wouldn't apologise if you knew her views on reality TV, Rob.
Does she not like...
She's agreed with me on I'm a Celebrity, Rob.
Well, that explains it, doesn't it? Anyone that knows that wet cardboard cannot be recyclable is not watching enough telly. They're doing too much reading. They're finding out... too much stuff. This is the problem with stiff necks. You find out too much stuff and it makes you worry. Ignorance is bliss. We're not here for a long time. Don't get worried about it. The way I look at the world, I know climate change is bad, but we're fucked.
We're not here for a long time if you keep giving wet cardboard to the council, Rob.
We've got to stop trying to save the world, Josh. It's dying, right? The world's dying. Let's just rag it like an old Fiesta. Let's just fucking rinse it and just enjoy ourselves on the way to the scrapyard. That's not my approach. I'm still trying to save the planet, but it's hard. And part of me just wants to rag it home to the scrapyard, but we can't, can we?
Can I ask a question, Rob? Can I ask a question, Rob?
Yeah, go on. Talk about reality. What she said about reality TV.
How many whiskeys did you have last night, Rob?
I had a lot of whiskey, mate. Really, whiskey really
helps. Yeah, it does feel like that way.
If you haven't got an opinion, have a whiskey. It really helps. I'm chivazzed up, ready to go.
How many coffees you had this morning, Rob?
Wow, one big one and a bowl of strawberries, and I've not had that much sugar free. Strawberries and yogurt with a little bit of sugar-free maple syrup and a tiny bit of granola. Keto friendly. I'm raring to go for the day, Josh.
I want to know how your parenting's been this week, Rob.
Well, first of all, before we get to that, I've got another thing to bring up, Josh. The reality TV thing's kicked off. I thought we were
going to come to it.
Well, we have to get it done early before we talk about parenting. I've had at least 10 text messages about the fact that you don't know anything about I'm a Celebrity and people just cannot get their head around it. So you have never watched an episode?
No, that's not true. No, I watched it when Joel was in it, obviously, because I'm friends with
Joel. Oh, because you want to see Joel, yeah. So if I say to you, Gillian McKee fainting.
Well, now.
You know that one?
I tell you why I know that one. Because I listened to a podcast in which Louis Theroux interviewed Rylan. And Louis Theroux said that he'd been researching Rylan, and Rylan had said that was his top reality moment.
Oh, yeah.
And so Louis Theroux talked to him about it. That was the first I'd heard of Gillian McKeith fainting.
Okay.
Louis Theroux said it was quite shocking, but Rylan said you need the context of Gillian McKeith being kind of awful before it.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. Fair? She fake faints to get out of doing a task.
Amazing.
It's brilliant. Gino De Campo rat. Do you know about this?
Are you making... why don't you put some false ones in, Rob, and see whether I could...
Okay, well, Gino De Campo rat's a real one. Do you know that one?
Okay. No, I don't know Gino De Campo rat.
Basically, They didn't get enough food for camp, so he found a rat that was running around the set and killed it and cooked it.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And did they eat it?
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah, they were starving hungry.
Wow.
Paul Burrell Scream.
Yeah, so I know that.
You know that one,
Paul Burrell, because that was a big deal, Paul Burrell.
Yeah, that was a huge... H from Steps and the Cockatoo.
No, that's not true.
Right? I've made that one up, yeah. Amir Khan and the Strawberries.
Now, I know Amir Khan did it because he did the same one as Chappie, didn't he?
Yeah, and you watched that one. So you only watch it when a comedian's on. Okay, so you've seen a bit of it, so you're not too out of the loop, but no Fatima Whitbread knows. You didn't get any
of that. Well, I've got some info on Fatima Whitbread knows, Rob.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Listening to Series 2, Episode 21 about Fatima Whitbread's nostril cockroach. And I thought you'd like this story. This is from Elizabeth Kane. I used to work in a hairdresser's where Fatima Whitbread would get her hair cut.
So I don't know why it's funny, Fatima Whitbread getting a haircut, but it is, isn't it?
And when she came out of the jungle, she brought in the cockroach that had been lodged in her nose during the iconic TV moment. It was amazing.
Oh, I mean, I'm a big reality TV fan, but I don't need to see it in a jar. She takes it with her. This woman's won gold medals, hasn't she?
Yeah. No, but she turns up with a cockroach.
She don't leave the medals at home, but here's my cockroach.
Imagine going, I'm just going to nip to the hairdressers. I should bring the cockroach.
It must be awkward, though. Does she know that they... Because the thing is, I'd think everyone would know that reference, but she must go to some hairdressers and be like, oh, I've got it with me. And if they're like you, they'll be like, I've got no idea why she's got a cockroach in her jar.
She doesn't want that style, does she? Is that why she's brought it? She wants me to copy that style.
Just short round the back and sides and durable, please, like this little guy.
So, do you know what, Rob? I was thinking about reality TV.
Yeah.
And I loved the first four series of Big Brother.
Yeah, Big Brother's great. Yeah, is very you.
In fact, the other day when I was bored, I, on my own, worked out that I could name every member of Big Brother 1 in the order they are evicted.
Wow, that is unbelievable. That's
a total waste of time.
No, I think that's. I think that could be. I think we should go Vegas. I could take you with me. You could help me out. Remembering the order of stuff, that's got to be helpful somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. As long as it's real. And I loved Will Young versus Gareth Gates. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Okay. So it's a bit fair enough. So what is it, as you've got older, you've grown out of it?
I've just lost touch, Rob. I've just lost touch.
You know, you're not really in with TikTok anymore. You don't know. Don't bother.
I never was, Rob. I never was.
Ollie Ball, that doesn't ring any bells to you, does it, Ollie Ball?
I don't know.
It's Ollie Ball here. And that little catchphrase, one of those famous.
I know Bobby Ball.
No, it's not him. It's not him. Right. How was your parenting week, Josh? What's that? You've been working all week. You've not seen.
I've been working all week. Interesting parenting moment, Rob.
Yes.
My daughter woke up at 3 a.m. having had a nightmare.
Oh no, my daughter had that as well, but like was shaking with fear.
It's grim, isn't it?
Yeah. And how did you set? Did you have to get him to bed with her and settle her or anything? Or what?
Well,
happened?
We got her into our bed for the first time ever, Rob.
Oh,
properly. We've done it a couple of times when she was ill. Back in the day, we'd go on the floor of her room when she was in the old bed. But this, she came into our bed and she slept in our bed in the middle from 3 a.m. And I know you're told not to do stuff like that, aren't you, Rob? And you're like, it'll set a precedent, blah, blah, blah. It was, I loved it, Rob.
Well, that's the thing. It is nice when they're there and they're cute in the morning and stuff.
Yeah.
But you just don't want them being 9 and doing it.
No.
When there's people that go like, oh yeah, they slept in bed with me until I was about 13. Imagine having pubes and sleeping in your mum's bed. Jesus Christ. Do you know what I mean? It's right when they're young, like pubed up geezer next year. Fucking hell.
But it was lovely. And it did make me go, God, I've been like, so, you know, these kind of parenting rules that you're like, you simply can't, You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's fine that everything in moderation, isn't it? And if she's not well or upset, that's fine. Like, when my 3-year-old was upset, Lou got in bed with her and stayed there for an hour or so until she told Lou to get out of her bed, which was quite funny, about an hour later. Like, go back to your bed, Mum. No room.
But you have all these set rules.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, there, but for the grace of God, I don't want to be Tom Parry, Rob.
Oh, no, the amount of people that ask me if Tom Parry's okay because of his schedule. And all they say is, I can't believe you're so happy about it.
He almost felt giddy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and I think, I think such a good podcast is because every parent had that moment where at the time you think what you're doing is absolutely fine, but you look back and go, oh my God, I cannot believe that was my life for about 4 weeks.
Yeah. I've since seen Tom because I visited him in Exeter when I was working there. So they've moved out of his mother-in-law's house. So they've got their own house.
Yeah.
He's no longer staying up all night with the baby on him.
Okay.
So I was in his garden and he pointed through the kitchen window to his office, and it was the cupboard under the stairs. So he was working. Bit like Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah. And Tom Parry is a big man.
He's a big man.
6'2", 6'3", but like solidly built, like a rugby player, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Under the stairs.
And he said, and I'm sure you've had this, Rob, this thing where, you know, when you're working from home and you think, I can't go down and make a cup of tea because I'll get caught.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got that, but he's under the stairs. So he's under the stairs.
Trying to work,
thinking, I can't leave under
the
stairs.
He'll love it, though. He's so... Like, you could invite him around for dinner and give him a bowl of dog shit, and he'll go, oh, lovely, Rob. Thank you very much. Very kind of you.
Such a positive person. Gobble it up.
Oh, yeah. Got any more of this? That was great. I've never had anything like that before. Thanks, Rob. That's good that he's in a slightly better schedule, because that was not a long-term policy. For those who go back and listen to it, if you're not listening to it, he basically stayed up all night, didn't he, with a baby on him.
Yeah. It's one of our best episodes in many ways. How's your parenting been, Rob?
Parenting, well, it's been pretty good, actually. We sent the eldest to super camp in Easter. Oh, wow. So basically, we, because she's not really had much chance to socialise with her new school friends, because she's either at school or at home, and because of lockdown, they can't really see each other. So we put her into super camp for 3 days over the Easter holiday so that she could just play with them. There was a few of her friends, because all kids from different schools and different ages go, but she had a few of her classmates going.
And what happens in super camp? How is Tom Allen?
Super camp. They all come out in feather boas. And just slay. Do you know what I mean? They just come home and just slay. They don't take no shit.
She's been a lot more catty since she got back.
Oh, yeah. The eye roll is on point. The whole afternoon on eye roll. Super, super cat. No, so they basically go in like groups of like 5 or 6, I think, and there's like a person that leads that group all of the same age, and they do like Lego or plays and sports, all different fun Amazing. Stuff. So there's no Lovely. Real like educational stuff. It's more fun. I think it's all at Ofsted and they're all CRB'd up.
Everything's learning at that age, Rob.
Everything's learning, but it's a bit more relaxed and they can wear their own clothes. The only thing was, we didn't have a packed lunchbox for her because she gets school lunches, so she doesn't have to take a packed lunchbox to school. But we had to make her a packed lunch, so we had nothing for her to take. So I was like panicked. So I bought a lunchbox from Costco. It was about 25 quid, but it's like, you could put a leg of lamb in there and it wouldn't defrost, right, for 5 days. It is the coldest, like, it's like a trucker's, a long-distance lorry driver's lunchbox, yeah? And it's grey and black and it's got zips and you put these freezer things in it.
Would she not have wanted just something with a picture of, like, Peppa Pig on it?
Yeah, I'm sure she would. But this was 11 p.m. when we remembered she needed a fucking lunchbox. So I'll send you a photo of what I had to do. So I gave her this like lorry driver lunchbox, but we had some Lego key rings left from when we went Legoland.
Oh, nice.
So I attached them to the lunchbox as a pathetic attempt to try and make it look like a fun lunchbox.
Rob, you're such a good dad.
Look at this thing. It's called Titan Deep Freeze, and it's called
Titan Deep Freeze.
A watermelon head Lego man, and I'll put it on Instagram.
That's, oh my God, that is the bleakest thing.
It was so heavy. And then when she got back from school, I said, how was your lunch? And she went, my sandwich was so cold.
How is it making it colder?
Mate, this product, if you want a cold lunch, Jesus Christ. I don't know where you need to be going to keep it that cold. Also, it was on the day that it snowed a bit, and I was like, oh, poor lunch. So yeah, in the
sandwich, Rob?
Just an ham sandwich, mate. Just an ham sandwich. Oh, but I tried to make it more Lego, and but all the other kids had like sparkly unicorn ones and all that. Oh, but she was good at. Oh, I was like, oh no! And then I was like, did you like your lunchbox? She went, that's ugly and so big. She was like dragging her down. Bless her.
And they're all going, look at the celebrity with his Titan deep freeze lunchbox. He won't have the normal lunchbox like the rest of us, will he? Oh, coming over here with his cold sandwiches.
I won't eat a hot sandwich, will he? Daughter of a celeb. But yeah, so anyway, we had to go to like Sainsbury's to buy because shops are only open for essential items. So we went to Sainsbury's to buy a unicorn lunchbox at the end, which she got. But yeah, that was, you know, that panic late at night, we was like, shit, she's got to have a lunchbox. And I didn't want to just give it to her in a plastic bag anyway. Yeah. But yeah, so that was quite funny. Oh. And I've got a new game I play with the girls.
Oh yeah?
When they want an ice cream.
Yeah.
Lou does this role play thing with the girls where she goes, coming to mummy's ice cream shop. It sounds rude when I've said it like that, but it's not. she goes to the freezer and says, who would like an ice cream? And then she goes, right, would you like one from that drawer or that drawer? How much money have you got? And does a bit of maths with them. So she says, it's £15 for an ice cream. How much have you got? And they go 20. Well,
Lou's absolutely cleaning up. She's marked that ice cream. I know,
it's ridiculous. It's like being in Norway. It's an absolute joke. So then she goes, right, how much have you got? And it's 20. And then so they work out what the change is. So she tries to do it educationally, right? So then she's got a bit bored of doing it though, because she does it after, they love it. So she has to do it all the time. So she went, well, let dad do it. So I did it. And I thought, I'll just do it badly so that I don't have to do it again. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the classic.
So I went in for like an angry ice cream man, where I went, what do you want? Come here. You want ice cream? Hurry up, get out, like that. They absolutely love it, Josh. I am. It's quite cathartic because I am being horrible.
Oh,
I'm just
word.
Shouting at my kids,
lovely.
Get out, hurry up.
Yes.
And then I open the ice cream and lick it all and then give it to them like a lunatic that runs a
lovely.
Shop.
Lovely, really
but
good.
But they love it. But now I'm like, come here, get away. Who's got my ice cream? Leave. No,
I what I love, Rob, about you is your range.
No, I'm just, but I'm like, this is, but what, at the start, I was like, I felt mean for doing it, but they are just like, ha, 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 because they're like, they know it's safe, because obviously I'm their dad, and I'm not horrible, but they think it's so funny that I'm being mean.
Brilliant.
But to the point now where it's quite a good way to release energy.
Yeah.
Because when they're frustrating you, I can just I just say, who wants an ice cream? And I just shout at them, and I get
who
it out, and
ice
they love
cream,
it.
Little shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone try this at home and let us know if it goes really badly. That's what I want to know.
It's hard to role play angry, but not swear. Because most people...
Yeah, of course.
If you're going, get out of my shop, fuck you, you want to be swearing, but you can't do that. I sort of like panic improvised. I was like, get leave off, you little rat. You can't call your kid a little rat, can you?
It's like an episode of The Bill.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're not allowed to swear.
Oh, you silly boy. Get out of here. You absolute knucklehead.
Leave off, copper. So on that maths thing, Rob, that Lou does with her kids, when we were about, might not have been about 10 or 11 or whatever, we'd go on holiday, right? A similar but much higher stakes thing that my dad would do with us. So we'd go to a cafe. You know the cafe where you have to go up and tell them what you've had and then you'll pay at the end, right?
Yeah.
So he'd look at more or less what we'd had and then he'd go, I reckon it's about 20 quid. I'm going to give you 20 quid. Who wants 20 quid? You go up and pay. If it's less, you can keep the difference. If it's more, you've got to pay the difference.
Oh, so you've got a bit of pocket money at that age type of thing.
Yeah. So it's a very exciting game, Rob. Yeah. Do you take the gamble?
Also, as well, it's good to be good at maths because...
Exactly.
Because then you can earn, because if you're not good at maths, it's just a 50-50, isn't it?
Exactly. But also, you always knew he was never going to make you pay the difference.
Oh,
really?
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what? He never went through with the punishment. That was the problem, Rob. That was the problem. But it was a very exciting game.
Well, my dad always used to forget his wallet. If my mum wasn't there, he used to leave the house like the queen. He'd never have his wallet on. And my mum always was in charge of the money. I remember once my dad took us to the cinema when I was about 15, 16.
Yeah.
And he didn't have any money.
So what did you do?
Well, I think I was working at Sainsbury's, so I just paid.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm paying for my dad. I'm 16. I should be paying for my dad to go to the cinema. But then when we got home, he gave me the money, obviously. But I'm at the time. And also, he was only ever allowed to go on a Tuesday. No, to be fair, that is unfair. We did go other times. But he used to love taking us on a Tuesday afternoon to Bexley Eve because it was like £3 each. It was a cheap day. But we did go other times. I'm not having to go at my dad here because they do listen in bed, weirdly. But I remember that moment where he just didn't have his wallet on him. I was like, all right, okay, well, just, I'll just pay that, shall I?
I did that this week, Rob. I had a nightmare. Well, not a nightmare.
No wallet.
When was the last... I never have cash. Do you ever have cash?
Well, there's a kebab shop near me that only takes cash, which I find so annoying. Yeah. Like, come on,
who's only taking cash? That's the wrong way round to do it.
I know. And then I know he's got a card machine underneath the thing. And then sometimes he lets me pay card. And then sometimes he's like, no, cash only. I'm like, what's going on here, mate?
He's filing his accounts. He sold 3 kebabs all year.
Exactly. 3 kebabs. But yeah, for some reason, 20 people queuing up outside to share them.
Yeah. So I borrowed 20 quid off the researcher on this show.
Oh, that's a low moment.
Well, I didn't know what to... I needed to buy something.
What, okay, you need to buy something. So you had no money on you at all?
No money. I was in a village. I had no money. And I was just
where
like,
was your wallet? No card? What? Who just needs cash?
It was a... Well, you're not going to believe what it was, Rob.
What was it? What did you buy, mate?
It was a... this sounds so lame. It was a commemorative mug from a church that we were filming in.
Oh, come on, mate. Josh, mate, you're not 40 yet. Like,
I'm close.
You're a mug away.
I'm a mug away.
A commemorative mug from a church. Okay. But did you want the mug or did you do it because you're the bloke off the telly and you're in the church and you feel like you had to do something?
No, I did want the mug because the mug has...
I just gave you an opportunity to get out of this.
No, I don't want... What if the church warden's listening, Rob?
They don't have podcasts, mate, do they?
Does God listen to podcasts? There's no rule in the Bible against podcasts. Mate,
all
there?
I'm saying is if you listen back to this, you know, in reverse, there's some really dodgy messages from Satan.
But do that because it still counts as a listen.
Yeah, exactly.
It still counts.
It doesn't
towards
take
the
it off, does it? Like reversing a car takes off the miles. It's not like that.
Anyway,
so you got the mug. You had to borrow 20 quid for a mug. Was it 20 quid for the mug, or was it like a donation for a mug?
Well, I thought I'd give them the 20 quid.
Well, yeah, it's not your money, go.
It's
for
not
it.
My money. And then the producer texted me the day before the final day and was like, just to remind you, you haven't paid back that 20 quid.
Oh my God, that is an awful, awful text message.
Yeah.
How many days had it been?
It'd only been 2 days.
Oh, tell that producer to get his fucking nose out. I suppose they'd probably protect
him. Well, no, because it was the last day, wasn't it?
Oh, so you're not going to see him? Oh, yeah, because you may have forgot. And you don't want to send 20 quid in the post like a nan.
Gave him the 20 quid back, and I was honest. I said, I'll be honest, I've been reminded about this. And he looked disappointed. He said, I was sitting on a really good anecdote there if you hadn't paid me back.
That's the thing. The anecdote is better than the money.
The anecdote is better than the money. We could have both won.
Who have you met in telly that's a wanker? Well,
let me.
I wouldn't call him a wanker.
Oh, he was. He had a salty story and a half. He was sitting on.
Oh, absolute mug full of salt. Mug full of commemorative church salt. Holy salt. That would have been.
Holy salt.
Holy
Rob,
salt.
I'm gonna say what I want you to do, Rob.
Yeah.
Is when we're both back in our normal jobs of being on TV, the first one that can get the phrase holy salt into a TV show as a kind of holy salt.
Well, next time I come on Last Leg, we need to have a competition who can say it the most.
Okay.
Not the first, the most.
Okay.
But if you get called out on it, it's over.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
going to happen next series. Right.
Or will we do a double interview on something?
Yeah.
Lorraine, absolutely sort her off. A poor old Lorraine. She's going to get seasoned, mate.
Do you want, Rob?
Yeah.
Now, last week, you told us about your oregano.
Oh, my old oregano? Yeah.
Old oregano from 2011.
Yeah.
I asked for some old things. We have got some astonishing emails, Rob.
What, of old stuff they found in cupboards?
Yeah.
Because that chocolate, wasn't it? The present you was going to send for Christmas 2018.
From 2016. The chocolate went off in March 2016.
Okay, what we got?
Okay, Rob, strap in. Okay, Rob, I'm going to send you this image first. You can see that?
Here we go. Yes, it's Superfoods Natural Almond Essential Oil, is it? Is it an oil?
It's almond essence for baking.
Almond essence. Okay, for bacon. Yeah, well, we're talking.
I don't have kids yet, and I'm only 23. However, enjoy listening to both of your stories of parenting trials and tribulations. Amidst the recent Easter baking, we discovered that my mum has some almond essence in the cupboard with the best before date of 1995.
Jesus!
Which was before I was born.
Oh, my God. That's like an antique. It looks old as well, doesn't it?
It does. We later found out that this is the same almond essence she's been using for all her almond-flavoured bakes since.
No.
Yeah.
Her cakes taste like the 90s.
Yeah, I love it, Rob. I bloody love it. Okay.
95, that's so funny. What a feature.
So this
How
is
the
from
fuck
Simon
are
Leicester.
We managing to do this as a feature on a parenting podcast?
I'm not going to lie, Rob. It's gonna run more than 1 week the way it's going.
The irony is this feature will become out of date and we will carry on.
Yeah. Rob's 2011 oregano. Well, I think I can safely say my mum and dad can beat that. They're currently having their kitchen refurbished again in the house they moved into in 1998. My dad decided it was time for a cupboard clean out. He sent me some pictures of a couple of items. First, we have red coloured quick gel mix, which is jelly. Best before date, May 1999. Which actually, after the 95 vanilla essence, doesn't feel that bad, does it?
Well,
Rob?
The thing is, you've got to escalate up.
Yeah,
we should have gone.
Well, have
jelly,
I, Rob,
then almond.
Or have I? Because they found a second item.
Okay, sorry to judge. Sorry to.
You'd like to just read out this item.
Okay, we have got. Oh, so Sainsbury's Red Quick Setting Gel Mix, June 1993.
It's June 1993.
And it's still got like pre... Is that like pre-European Union measurements? It's now come back in because it's post-Brexit, pre-Brexit.
Look at that. Look at that. So also, I'm 41.
Why is it not called jelly? Red Quick Setting Gel Mix. What the fuck is that?
What was going on in the 90s? I'm sure it was called jelly when I was a kid, wasn't it? I'm 41, meaning I was 14 when the gel mix went out of date. Because I've never seen it before. They've got two different gel mixes. Simon adds, as mentioned previously, we moved into the house in 1998. So the gel mix was 5 years out of date when it was packed for the move.
I just got a vision of an early 90s mum with massive hair, big bright denim jeans. Should we pop the jelly in? We like jelly, don't we? Yeah. Pop it in. Jelly doesn't go off. Jelly takes ages to go off. It's just sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's all right. I mean, I can't endorse that, obviously.
I'd eat it. My dad would eat it.
Yeah.
My dad takes pride in eating out of date stuff to show how strong his gut is.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, wow.
This is an email. Email title that maybe you wouldn't want to Google. 25-year-old Baps. it's a bit of harmless fun, that kind of humour, isn't it, Rob?
Could have been a worse number before that.
Yeah, exactly. Me and my wife bought a chest freezer from Facebook Marketplace from an older gent in the village.
Oh, a chest freezer. I would worry that a body had been in it at some point. A chest freezer. Any other fridge or freezer, I'd buy off Marketplace, but a deep freeze.
A chest freezer, yeah.
Chest freezer. Who's ever used that other than to store a body?
Unless you're selling ice creams in a kind of convenience store.
A lot of people have them in the garage, don't they? Like preppers.
Yeah. Preppers. When we arrived to pick it up, he said, just have whatever's inside for free.
Whoa, no. Clear it out, you doddery old bastard. Fucking hell. How heavy is that freezer?
Not one to turn down a freebie. I happily accepted and looked forward to seeing what treats we had in store. Come on.
Nah, you can't come on, people. Just, they didn't eat it, did they?
After finding some classics, chicken dippers, potato waffles. Doesn't say if he did or didn't eat it. That sounds like the age.
An unopened bag I probably would have a go at. Anything half open, no.
Yeah.
But I'm not above eating the chicken dipper I've bought off Facebook Marketplace.
I saw some bread popping out from through the bottom.
Yeah.
On closer inspection, they were from Safeway. You may remember Rob's Safeway ended in the early 2000s.
They got bought out by Morrison's.
They did. The Baps had the use-by date, August 1994. This was 2016, and I don't have the heart to throw them away, so they're still proudly frozen at the bottom of the freezer.
What? 25-year-old Baps? Jesus, wet. But I suppose once you've had them that long, it's quite funny. How long can you keep it?
Exactly.
I've got a magazine, an Arsenal official monthly magazine with David Platt on the cover from 1995 that I've just kept because I just convinced myself at some point it'd be worth £1 million. It's never going to be worth that, one magazine.
No.
Probably worth about £8 on eBay.
Yeah, I never look at those old sticker albums you've completed on eBay, Rob, because they're a lot cheaper than you think they're going to be.
I know, without the sadness of taking your swaps on the circuit with
God.
You. That was great. Have you got any more?
I've got some more, Rob.
Yes. Have we got the one that Michael sent straight away?
Can I will talk finish about that on one? That one.
Okay.
Yeah, because that is amazing. That,
we have to finish on that one.
There's a couple more, but they're so good. Let's just... Right, so my parents, who shall remain nameless, okay, I decided to announce proudly that they'd made mince pies in 2019. This was unusual, as they barely cook in the oven, as they've needed a new one for years. After chatting to them, they were telling us through tears how delicious they tasted and that they used a ready-made jar of Robertson's mincemeat. They then discovered, to our horror, that the date on the jar of mincemeat was 1996.
Oh, my God.
This jar was 23 years old, and they'd eaten it.
Oh!
Honestly, we're used to meeting jars of cans that were 2 or 3 years out of date. They even decided to write to Robertson's customer service to let them know they'd eaten the mincemeat and how delicious it was after 23 years.
Oh, so I think they should change the advice.
Robertson's wrote back and said they were glad they enjoyed it, but wouldn't recommend eating anything out of date.
Oh, boomers are built different, aren't they?
23 years.
They will eat stuff out of date as a matter of pride, talk about rationing, and then sit in the sun until their body resembles a fake Louis Vuitton bag. They love it. They love being brown and being proved right, boomers.
One more, Rob.
Yeah, mate.
Thank you for getting us through various lockdowns with your brilliant podcast. I'm mum of two boys, aged 5 and 7.
Sorry, I know what it is. And I'm already laughing. God,
no,
sorry.
This isn't the one from Michael.
Oh, okay, right.
This is one more before Michael.
One more, okay. All right, let's do that. I don't know this one.
This is quite a poignant one.
Oh, okay.
Not sure if you were serious when you suggest we send photos of our old cupboard contents. Couldn't resist sending you the attached. My grandfather passed away in 2005. Whilst we were clearing out his larder, we found a half-used jar of Bovril, best before 1993. That jar now lives in the back of my kitchen cupboard.
Oh.
I'm not sure why I didn't throw it away. It's moved house with us twice. Looking forward to celebrating his 30th birthday in 2 years' time.
Oh, that's quite nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
You sort of think, why not wash it out and then have it as like a jar? Like, but then I suppose that's weird.
I thought you were going to say and put the ashes in there, Rob.
No. I wasn't going to say that. But the problem is you will have to, that will be passed down to someone.
Yeah.
You're just passing the problem on to someone, because then when you get to like really old and then you pass on and then your grandkids find that Bovril from 93.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes the fucking Bovril heirloom.
Yeah.
And then when they marry someone, when they're older and they go, why is this fucking old Bovril in here? You go, can't, it's me dead granddad's and mum's. Fuck's sake. Yeah, just leave it in the corner.
Till at the end, the world's ended because of all the wet cardboard and all that's left is a jar of Bovril.
Before you know it, another lockdown, now you might be scooping that onto a bit of bread.
Exactly.
Well, granddad's Bovril's coming to his own. Granddad's Bovril sounds disgusting. I think fucking bowl of granddad's Bovril.
Do you want to describe what Michael sent to us?
Yes, I'll describe that. So Michael has sent a old product that's been found in the fridge. It's Velcro. And it doesn't look that old, really,
old
does
Velcro.
It? It doesn't. It hasn't, because Velcro doesn't really go off, does
it? No, not to my knowledge. It goes a bit, if you use it too much, it goes a bit fluffy, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but if you've never used it, I think it would be fine for first use in, you know, 10 times. You know, it's got a 15 kilogram weight limit on it, this Velcro. Anyway, the thing that ages it quite badly is in the corner, there's a celebrity endorsement with Sir Jimmy Savile.
I don't think you need to give him Sir, Rob.
Well, they've given him Sir. I'm only reading what's on the packaging, Josh. Yeah. I think that's been rescinded, but that horrible old nonce says, win a real fix-it, sponsoring Velcro.
Oh, my word. That is an out-of-date product, isn't it?
This isn't it. Can you... details inside. Purchase required. Oh, my God, yeah.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember Jim will Mix-It?
Yeah, they had to change their name, didn't they?
They had to change their name.
The cement mixing company.
They stuck with it quite a long time before
that should have just been called Mix-It.
It's not going to blow over, guys. It's not going to blow over.
Did they change it? What did they change it to?
I think it's just called Mix-It now.
Yeah, you can't go Tim.
No, you can't go Tim or Mix-It. It still has implications, the phrase.
Oh, God, but they had it a long time. They did change it, though, so good on them. But, yeah, and Velcro, I imagine Velcro want to distance themselves from that campaign. And good on them.
Do you know what, Rob? I'm going to say it, though. As a protest, I haven't used Velcro since.
Do you know what? I have, because I didn't know at that point. That was pre the information being released. And as far as I'm concerned, Velcro's a great product.
Okay, well, it's good to have balance between us, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly. Obviously, I don't endorse anything that their celebrity endorsement endorses, but as a product, forget the celebrity endorsement aside, the criminal endorsement, I should say, aside,
Yeah.
It does stick well. Yeah, I mean, it's no granddad's Bovril, but...
No, but if you want a pair of shoes holding on to someone who can't do up their laces, I wouldn't recommend anything else.
It's hay fever, don't panic.
Do you want a quick present from one of the last presents, Rob?
Yeah, let's have a present and then...
This one's to someone called Rob.
Oh, what have I got?
Uncle Rob. Let's say this is for you, Rob. It's for you.
Okay.
And it's
for Rose's cousin, isn't it? Not on a...
Rose's uncle, yeah.
Uncle, sorry. Uncle Rob. What's Uncle Rob?
Uncle Rob. It's chocolates, Rob.
No, when from?
Oh, no, they don't look good, Rob. Best before 2016 as well. No way.
Poor old Uncle Rob. Rose.
So that's two out of dirty boxes of chocolate.
I didn't think this could get any worse for Rose. Not only has she not sent them, what she was sending was an absolute pile of shit. No offence, Rose, but no. Come on. Because what you know is not only has she not cared about the chocolates and looked at when they're from, they are obviously something that you guys have been given that she didn't want to eat.
Well, Hotel Chocolat isn't even open anymore, is it? I think they were one of the
businesses. No, the shops are shut. I think the place... But this was bought years ago. She's not bought them out of date. She's found them and wrapped them up.
And I'm going to say it, Rob. You know when chocolates get that kind of pale look.
White colour on it.
Yeah.
They're self-dusting.
They're self-dusting. They are self-dusting.
You got yourself a packet of self-dusting chocolates, Josh.
Exactly. If you have any, we won't do as many each week, but we could do a couple each week,
can't
we?
A couple of good ones, can't we?
I don't think you hit a seam this rich and just leave it like that. Never quit the hit, Rob. Now, Rob.
Yes.
I suppose we more or less come to the end, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we could do some shout-outs to businesses, and then we'll
see you on Friday with Faye Ripley.
Faye Ripley on Friday.
You call her Ripples?
The Ripley? The talented Mrs. Ripley?
The talented Mrs. Ripley.
My opposing captain on Paul Sinha's TV Showdown.
She's so... Do you know what I get with Faye Ripley every time? I can't believe that she hasn't got a Mancunian accent.
Do you know what? She's an actress.
I know, Rob.
And she's an... bloody good one.
And every time I see you, I can't believe you're not an angry ice cream man.
Well, you know, give it a few years, I might be. Okay, Josh, we've got some small business shout-outs.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hi, Rob and Josh. I'm such a big fan of the show. I listen every week on my way to my gluten-free and vegan sourdough bakery.
Yes, count me in.
This is Stiff Neck Central.
Yeah, you absolutely... They actually can't use the walls on the sides to display products because people's necks are so stiff as they go in, Rob.
Has to be eye level's my level, mate, and that's the only way around it. To be fair, I've actually had bread from this place. It's good because I can't eat wheat. I get a massive bloated stomach and I don't know
why. Are you gluten-free, Rob?
I can eat gluten, so it's not that severe. But if I had a wheat baguette, right, my stomach will go absolutely massive like I'm pregnant. And then when I go to the toilet, I'm there for ages and it's disgusting. That's what I'm saying on the matter.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of blokes that have that, but are oblivious because it's the lager. Anyway, so I'd love to give a shout out to my small business, our amazing team. Have been working so hard through all of lockdown to bake and deliver gluten-free sourdough bread all over the UK. Our zero waste bakery has been supporting local schools with free breakfast for the many children from struggling families that unfortunately come to school having no breakfast. Our website is www.mygfbakery.com. Mygfbakery.com. I can't wait until our 22-month-old has their own pom-pom jar. That's Rana from my gluten-free bakery, mygfbakery.com. It's actually pretty good, that stuff. I've had to have it before, so I can endorse that one. Wheat belly. What have you got, Josh?
Hello. Could you give me a shout out? Yes. I have a business making furniture out of reclaimed wood. It's all eco-friendly, finishes that are pet-friendly and child-friendly.
Oh.
It's made from scaffold boards and pallet wood. www.recut.co. He's put not co.uk or .com. www.recut.co.
Oh,
Facebook
God.
And Instagram. At Recut Co.
Good luck to the small businesses out there. It's hard work, but, you know, keep chugging along.
We will put them all on the Instagram. We will do that.
At some point, but, you know, come on. We're busy people, aren't we? I've got pictures of Savile to put up on the Instagram.
Exactly. We won't put them up on the same day as the Savile one. We don't. I'm guilt by association.
Yeah. Right. Josh, let's speak on Friday before Faye Ripley episode.
Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.